I had another little adventure tonight. I went to 7-Eleven, and with these Manhattan 7-Elevens in Midtown, as I've said before, about 80% of the time, there's somebody manning the door. And by somebody, I mean a crackhead or some fucking street degenerate, junkie, drunk. And basically, the idea is, well, you know, I'm a fuck up and a drug addict and an idiot. I don't have the discipline to go out and get a 9-to-5 or an 8-to-4 or, you know, a regular job 40 hours a week. So instead, what I'll do is, as I need money, I'll make it intermittently by holding the door open and harassing people and hoping I get change from them. And so, yeah, that's typically the thing. So in these 7-Elevens, typically there'll be like swing open doors. One swings open on the left, the other's on the right. So if they work one side, I just walk in through the other. And, you know, they kind of know me already, or they know my vibe or whatever, and they, you know, they're not going to get shit out of me. So it's just like they don't say anything to me usually, and I don't say anything to them. And so that happened when I went in today. I was able to make my purchase, and I came out, though. Now, when I came out, there was a Mexican guy coming, and he was basically standing in front of me as I was exiting the door. So I held the door for him on the way in. So this fucking scumbag nigger didn't like that. So he was like, as I was walking away, I heard him say, "Hey, yo, don't hold the door open for anybody, big man. Suck my motherfucking dick, all right?" So I was like, oh, in my mind, I'm like, oh, okay. I put that in my pocket and stored it for later. So there's an Arab store that I also go to that's across the street. I went to the Arab store. I got myself two items from there. It took about 2 minutes, and I walked right back. It's only about, places are only about 90 feet away from each other. So I walked back to this other guy, and he sees me coming, and he knows what's up. So I went up to him. I said, "Hey, what about suck my dick?" And I slapped him in his fucking face. And the fucking, he had the change cup in his hand. That shit went flying. And then I threw him into the doors. And then I threw him on the ground. And as I threw him on the ground, he had grabbed my hoodie. And I had a thin hoodie on. He ripped it, this motherfucker. And, you know, I know myself. And I also know, you know, that I'm in a big crowd. And I can't be fucking this guy up because it's going to be a big loss for me. So I just had to walk away, and as I was walking away, he was like saying, "Oh, call the police, call the police." You know, if we were all alone in a dark alley, then I would say to him, "Well, no, don't call the police. I don't want to talk to call the police guy. I want to talk to suck my dick guy. Where is he? Can you bring him back here? I'd like to talk to suck my dick guy." But, you know, I couldn't even get into it with him. I just had to fucking walk away with my ripped hoodie. But, you know, hopefully some of the other street urchins nearby saw that, and it, you know, kind of like raises my stock with them to, you know, don't fuck with the big man. So we'll see what happens.